It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Topic for today is
The Snare of the Fowler 5. Our memory verse is taken from 2 Corinthians 10, verse 18. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. Today, I'll conclude my discussion on the qualities that make the devil's bait effective. The devil ensures that his bait invokes his prey's pride. In Genesis 3, verse 6, Eve ate the forbidden fruit because she felt that it could make her wise. When you're allowed to do something to show off, beware. Usually, the enemy catches people who think that they can never be caught. When a fellow says, I believe in holiness and I practice it, so the devil can never get me, he or she should take heed. For example, in Luke 22:31-34, the Lord said to Peter, Satan desires to have you. Peter said, Lord, even if it involves death, the devil will not overpower me. Jesus replied, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times. In today's Bible reading, we discovered that Samson fell because he was overconfident. Delilah did not hide her intentions. She clearly asked for the secret of his power to know how to overpower him. Samson thought that with his track record, he could not be captured, and so he decided to play a game with the devil. Don't play games with the devil. He has been around for a long while. His track record shows how many great people he has destroyed. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says, abstain from all appearance of evil. If it looks like evil, don't think that you can withstand it. Run. I know someone who said he joined one of the secret cults on his campus because he was curious. He said he did it for fun, believing that he would not get involved in the terrible things that they do as if that were possible. Don't joke with the devil. The Bible says in Proverbs 16 verse 18 that pride goes before destruction. Proverbs 29 verse 23 says that a man's pride shall bring him low. Some years ago, a lady was to be employed as my private secretary and I said, no way. I know the nature of my work. I work day and night. What will I say I'm doing alone in my office at night with another man's wife? Some people came later and said, sir, we thought you were anointed. I said, I know, but does the anointing turn your body to stone? If you think you cannot fall, you are already on your way down because your pride will make you get close to the trap enough for it to eventually catch you. Pride goes before the fall. Key point. Let he that thinks he stands take heed lest he falls. 1 Corinthians 10:12.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.